You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Haiku Day, Tony. You got one for us?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. April rains feel sad. We wait forever for joy, like watching the Bulls.
You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the Bulls have won, let's see, 6 championships since your Knicks. Just tell me if I'm close on that.
Yes. No, I think you're probably right. How have they done lately? I think that's what we're talking about.
Welcome to
PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Lakers advance, Zion goes out, and Bill Belichick was reportedly blindsided by the Falcons. But we begin today with the Golden State Warriors getting waxed last night. 24 points in Sacramento. The Warriors are now out of the playoffs basically before they begin. Steph Curry took only 16 shots. Klay Thompson took 10, missed them all. Steve Kerr says he wants free agent Thompson to come back. Wilbon, where do the Warriors go from here?
Down, Tony, just like all the other great championship teams that have had runs. Going back to the great Celtics, now they had more championships, and the Magic and Kareem Lakers, mostly Magic Lakers, and then Jordan's Bulls, and then the Popovich Spurs, you know, of Duncan and Robinson and Parker and Ginobili. It ends. It's going to end. No matter how great you are, and it seems to have ended for Golden State. Tony, I watched with a little bit of sadness last night because I love going up there. The whole run, these 9 years, I've been able to sit front row and watch them, and it's been like an honor. I don't want to get too corny. But these great players only come along so often, and you don't always get to have them. So they got Steph Curry, and they're still going to have him because Steph Curry's not going anywhere. He's not going to demand his way out. He's not Kyrie Irving. He's not doing that. But you also don't make moves in a vacuum. So even if the Warriors were to make a bunch of great moves, Mike Dunleavy now and his staff having replaced Bob Myers, even if they make the right moves, Oklahoma City's not going away. Minnesota's not going away. Denver is the champs, the reigning champs. They're not going away. The West is loaded. Yeah. The Warriors finished, they finished what 8 games over 500, and they were 10th? So, Tony, it seems to be over. And I don't even know if I would try with those same guys. God knows if I'm them. And Steph Curry gave voice to this, and so did Draymond Green, and so did Steve Kerr. We want to do this together. They should. I applaud them. You can't tell the history of the NBA without talking a lot about the Warriors and how they did it and how they changed basketball. But, Tony, it's over.
Yeah, so I'm going to impart a small bit of wisdom that I learned over 40 years as a sports writer. And that is that coaches always hang on to a player 1 year too long. Yeah. And general managers always want to get rid of a player 1 year too soon. Yeah. They're not going to make the finals again if their key players are Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. I believe it's your friend Shaq who said, "Father Time is undefeated." At this time next year, Steph Curry will be 37, Draymond Green and Klay Thompson will be 35. I believe that it's over. I'm hopeful that they do re-sign Klay Thompson. Of course they should do that. But this one is done. Let's just look, you know, gets micro on this game last night. Mm-hmm. All right? And this is an elimination game, a pressure-packed game. Klay Thompson goes 0-10. Only the fifth time in his career, 793 games, that he didn't have any points at all. Steph Curry takes 16 shots. That's not enough if you have to get 50. And he had to get 50 last year in order to beat this team. Draymond Green cannot stop people underneath. He's not big enough. He had 3 rebounds the whole night. There's a quote here that is worth reading, even though we're over the bell. It is from Steve Kerr. "We were overwhelmed. We were overpowered. Yeah. All the offensive boards, loose balls, they beat us to all that stuff," unquote. So, Mike, that tells you it's done. It's done.
It does, Tony. And again, you know, we talked about, look, the Bulls had a last dance, a documentary, which, you know, took everybody by storm during the pandemic, of course, when the documentary was released. It ends for all the greatest, and the Warriors are among the greatest the league has ever seen.
That's right.
And I applaud those guys. I particularly love Klay Thompson and think he, along with Scottie Pippen, are two of the most underrated players in the history of the game, as much as they're praised. And so what do? You almost start over. You start around Steph Curry and you see what you can do. Meanwhile, in last night's early game, the Lakers advanced to the main draw. They did, but it wasn't easy. A dominant Zion Williamson of the Pelicans had just tied the game at 95 with 3 and change to go. When he left, he landed awkwardly, left with a left hamstring injury that's going to keep him out indefinitely. The Lakers then pulled away. Tone, you think the Lakers would have won this game if Zion was still out there, if he hadn't gotten injured?
So this is a great question, because this is the essence of sports. If everybody's healthy, who's going to win?
Right.
I don't know. That's why you actually try to watch the games, is who's going to win. But what this speaks to is that's the key moment in the game. Zion Williamson getting hurt, and when you watch it, you don't think anything has happened. I mean, it doesn't look like he's injured. So something happens in his body that he feels that we can't see. And he walks off the court, pulls his jersey up a little bit. He walks into the tunnel. And I keep thinking, well, he's going to come back, because I have no idea what this thing is. And he's having a great game. He's having the kind of game that you thought he would have in the pros. And it's only his first playoff game in the NBA. He's got 40 points, a season high. He's got 11 rebounds. Right? And this is the kind of game where you say that's why he's the overall number one pick. Because,
exactly.
Mike, to be fair, people have used the word disappointing more often than they've used spectacular in his NBA career to this point. He's having a spectacular game, and then he's gone. He's gone.
Tony, he was so great. He was going at LeBron and Anthony Davis, right at them, and he put 40 on them. And this is at home after he was so disappointing in the in-season tournament. He wasn't disappointing last night. He came out there as if to say, okay, let me show you why there was I was a sensation in the 1 year at Duke and why people wanted to pick me overall number one, and he did it. And then he was gone. Tony, it reminds me, though, Charles Barkley's talked about this very eloquently, about guys of that size and how 20 and 30 and 40 years ago, they were not expected to run the court in the same ways. When Charles came out, that guys like Zion are, and their bodies, you look at all these guys, Tony, they have to weigh less. You know, like Joel Embiid, he's another one. They have the size and the athleticism, what they're expected to do. They wind up injured so often. And I hear Charles's words, and I think, you know what, he's right. And I wonder about Zion. Can he ever be out there to the point where he's going to show us more of that? But getting to the Lakers real quickly, Tony, they survived it. And I am not one of those people who thinks the Lakers are going to get swept or overwhelmed by Denver. I'm not. If LeBron James is the GOAT, and we know he believes he is, then you know what LeBron James' superpower is? He is the best at diagnosing every game, every half, every quarter, every possession, and getting the best out of himself and his teammates. He's that great. There is no sweep coming, and I expect the Lakers to take this thing 6 games or 7 games and give Denver a match. Call me crazy, but that's what I expect from the Lakers in that series coming up.
Well, I could call you crazy, because I think I heard this morning that in the last calendar year, Denver's 8-0 against these Lakers.
8-0. Yeah.
So that means something. That means something. We move now to an ESPN story that Bill Belichick was blindsided that the Atlanta Falcons did not hire him. Belichick reportedly felt his 2 meetings with Falcons owner Arthur Blank went well. Yet the story says Belichick didn't finish in anyone's top 3 when Blank and his key people met to choose a new coach. Wilbon, what does the story say to you about Belichick's coaching future?
Tony, it's sort of amazing. Maybe there is not one. It's a quick aside. This leaves more time for Belichick to come to Evanston, Illinois, where he's been going to women's lacrosse practice and games and paying homage to the only coach, Kelly Imani Hiller at Northwestern, who has more championships than he does. So I just had to get that aside in. And Belichick, Tony, you don't think he would do television? I don't know. I know when he did one thing on NFL Network, I thought he was just great at it, the history of the game. Nobody seems to have a better handle on that than Belichick. But, Tony, if people don't seem to want him, and Atlanta wasn't the only one, they just are the subject of this particular reporting, Maybe that says something. Belichick's record is like 20 games under 500 in the NFL, Cleveland and New England, without Tom Brady. 20 under 500. So maybe people are saying, is he going to be worth it if we don't have Tom Brady? And here's who has Tom Brady. Nobody. Fox Sports will have him. So I look at this and think, okay, people aren't willing to go out there. He's tough. He's demanding. He's going to want to change every single thing in the organization. And to what end?
So I said this a few times on the show that if I had owned the Cowboys or if I had owned the Eagles or if I had owned the Bills after their most recent playoff loss, I would have gotten rid of the coach and I would have hired Belichick. But nobody did that. Here are the new coaches that have been hired in the interim. Raheem Morris, Jim Harbaugh, Gerard Mayo, Dan Quinn, Antonio Pierce, Mike McDonald, Dave Canales, and Brian Callahan. I don't know a couple of them. Total Super Bowl wins in their career as head coaches is zero. And Belichick has six. I'm sitting here incredulous that he has no job, that he's unemployed. And I don't even like him, as you know, but I cannot believe he has no job. The Atlanta Falcons, who stunk last year, didn't hire this guy. Their owner, Arthur Blank, danced in the sideline during the Super Bowl, except then Bill Belichick's team came back and beat him with the greatest comeback of all time, and he didn't hire him. And as you pointed out, nobody has hired him. There are some people, apparently, who will go not for attribution, and they will say it's Bill Belichick's age. He's 72 years old. This apparently makes him far too old. I am older than he is. And I would point this out, that Dusty Baker won a World Series when he was 73 a couple of years ago. Andy Reid just won two Super Bowls at 66. Bruce Bochy won a World Series. He's 69 years old.
Yeah.
Greg Popovich, I think, is 75. Gino Auriemma is 70. So I don't know that 72 is disqualifying. I'm amazed. I'm amazed that people think they hired better coaches
Tony,
than
but
Bill Belichick.
But listen, but if also if Robert Kraft is telling people things that they feel are damaging, if that's the case,
okay.
Robert Kraft is not some small figure in the world of sport and specifically the NFL. So, I mean.
No, and maybe that's true. Maybe he sunk him, but he couldn't sink him with everybody. Nobody seems to want the guy. Let's take a break. Coming up, should we expect more from Jimmy Butler or Joel Embiid in their play-in game tonight?
And do the Hawks or Bulls have more at stake tonight? Toss up is there. Did you know Belichick was in Evanston going to women's lacrosse? Did you know that at Northwestern? Did you know that?
I just heard that. I heard that about a minute and a half ago.
Okay,
I heard
there
it
you
somewhere.
Have it.
I guess it was in my earpiece.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
It's time for toss-up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, celebrates with a few shirtless bathroom mirror selfies. That's so funny. Then digs in the leftovers. What's first?
Toss up. Which star player do you expect more from in tonight's play-in game? Jimmy Butler or Joel Embiid?
I may surprise you with this, Mike. I'm going to say Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid has been very, very good since he came back from injury. Jimmy Butler's been in and out most of the year. Embiid is the MVP. He's a different player now than he was in the past. He's not burdened by teammates like Ben Simmons and James Harden. It's his team. He understands that he hasn't ever won a championship. He has to do that. I'm not saying they're championship caliber, but I am saying that they are championship contenders when Joel Embiid is at his best. This is a home game for him. He's rested. He sat out the last game. I think he's ready. I think they win.
Wow. Wow. You still have the ability to stun me on this quality program. Yeah. Tony, I don't know where to go on this. So just as a point of interest, Jimmy Butler averages, I think it's 21.7 points a game over the last 4 years, regular season. You know what he averages in the playoffs? 27.
28.
That's a huge. Okay, yeah, that's a better. Huge. It's a huge jump.
He's better.
Jimmy Butler's great right. in the playoffs. We've seen him do this in a bubble, out of the bubble, at home, on the road. Jimmy Butler's one of the great playoff players in modern time. He just is. And yet, I think because Embiid is rested, you know, Jimmy Butler has been, if not my single favorite player, one of my favorite players over the last 10 years in the NBA. But, Tony, for all the reasons you said, I think tonight it's Embiid. And he's got the tag team help of Mr. Maxey, who some people are going to have as the most improved player in the league. I'm not, because he was already terrific last year. But Tyrese Maxey is a hell of a player, and I think they're going to win that game at home tonight despite. Look, if Jimmy Butler throws up 40-plus, we're going to come back and feel stupid tomorrow. But I think we both think that Embiid is up to the moment.
Mike, I feel stupid every day, so I'm not going to feel stupid tomorrow. It's not any different. What's next?
Toss up next. Which team has more on the line tonight, the Hawks or the Bulls?
I'm going to be perfectly honest here. I could not care less about this game. I know you root for the Bulls. God bless them. I hope they win for you. But, Mike, I love the play-in. I do. I love the play-in. But, Mike, I don't think teams with losing records should be in the playoffs. It's as simple as that for me.
Yeah.
It's an 82-game season. If you can't win 41 games, get out of the playoffs. I mean, Chicago is 39-43. The Hawks are worse. They're 36-46. So if you ask me who's got more on the line, my answer is who cares? If you tell me the Hawks lose and they get rid of Trae Young, so be it. I know there's no rule in any league that if you're under 500, you can't be in the playoffs, but I think there should be.
Well, it's like NFL teams at 7-9 when they had a 16-game season. I think that happened a time or two. Tony, neither one has all that much at stake because neither one is playing for a championship seriously. They're just not. You mentioned Trae Young being traded. It seems like the Hawks are going to do that or need to do that whether they win this game or not. And even if you win this game, you still are going to have to go to the loser of Miami-Philly and win there to then get in the playoffs and get crushed by the Boston Celtics on a mission. So I don't know if this, either one of these has that much at stake. I will say this about under 500, too. I think one of Michael Jordan's teams, I think maybe the second one, he missed 67 games that year. I think they were 9 games under 500 and got in the playoffs and put the fear of God into the Celtics. But neither one, Tony. I mean, neither of these teams is going anywhere unless it's after the draft and they get lucky in the draft. Not the lottery. You don't need 1, 2, or 3 to improve your team, ask Tyrese Halliburton. But you got to scout it and get a little lucky and be good in the draft. And the draft ain't coming before tonight.
That's it. We'll take one last break. Still to come, a wild sequence of eliminations in the NHL.
And the NBA comes down real hard on this Raptors player, Jonte Porter, for betting.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, he was influencing games. He was influencing bets on himself. You know, you got it. That's, come on. You got to get out.
I got a different take. I got a different take on this. The bosses won't like it.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 63rd birthday, Boomer Esiason. His real name is Norman Julius Esiason, but his mother started calling him Boomer when he repeatedly kicked her in utero. He's a homeboy for me because he was born and raised on Long Island, East Islip High School. And he's a homeboy for you, Wilbon, because you covered him in Maryland for the Washington Post. Esiason played 10 years for the Cincinnati Bengals, went to Super Bowl 23, which he almost won, except for that Joe Montana to John Taylor last-minute touchdown. Boomer went into broadcasting and has a successful morning radio show in New York, and he can also be seen on the CBS show The NFL Today.
Tony, I covered Boomer's very first start at Maryland. It's my very first game as the beat writer for the Washington Post. And the best game I saw Boomer play, I think, not the best, but one of the prolific ones, was at Auburn. Played against Bo Jackson, a young Bo Jackson. Met Charles Barkley for the first time that same day. It's a long time ago.
Happy anniversary, Tim Couch, Donovan McNabb, and Akili Smith. On this day 25 years ago, these three were the first quarterbacks to go 1-2-3 in the NFL draft since 1971. Couch to Cleveland, McNabb to Philadelphia, Smith to Cincinnati. In 1971, Jim Plunkett, Archie Manning, and Dan Passerini were the first three off the board. Just 3 years ago, it happened again with Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and Trey Lance going 1-2-3 in what so far looks underwhelming. It's a virtual lock that quarterbacks will go 1-2-3 this year with Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May. The question is, will J.J. McCarthy make it 1-2-3-4? Right now, Mel Kiper has the Vikings trading up to get McCarthy at 5.
I got to tell you, Tony, J.J. McCarthy, I watched. He's fine college quarterback. I don't get this, and maybe I'll be wrong. It just means that the college football season isn't worth much. If you're going to tell me J.J. McCarthy's going to go that high in the draft because quarterback is that important, I'm interested to see.
Happy trails to the playoffs for the Flyers, Red Wings, and Penguins. The Washington Capitals snagged the last playoff berth in the NHL last night by beating the Flyers 2-1 on an empty net goal by T.J. Oshie. Flyers coach John Tortorella pulled his goalie in an attempt to win the game in regulation, as the Flyers needed to do to make the playoffs. What Tortorella didn't know when he pulled his goalie was that the Red Wings had scored with 3.3 seconds left to send their game with Montreal into overtime, thus eliminating the Flyers. The Red Wings later won that game, but the Capitals win eliminated both Detroit and Pittsburgh. The Capitals will now face the Rangers, and the Capitals' minus 37 goal differential is the worst of any playoff team since 1991.
It'll come as no surprise to you. Capitals fans are probably happier about the Penguins being eliminated than they are about the Capitals actually making the playoffs.
Let's go to the big finish if we could. The NBA banned Raptors center Jontay Porter from the league. Banned him from betting. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are this guy is way down the pyramid in this issue, which is going to keep popping up. Duke captain Jeremy Roach put his name in the draft and the portal. Is that significant?
Sure, because he's, you know, the captain, but they've got a great class coming in. So not that significant. USA Basketball head Grant Hill says he's confident in the U.S. Olympic roster. Are you?
Yes. Tony, this ought to be the best men's Olympic basketball team since the Dream Team. It really should. If all these guys are healthy and can play, and I hope they are healthy and can play, it'd be great to see. Travis Kelce will host the Amazon Prime show, Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? You gonna watch that?
If Taylor Swift is a celebrity, I will. Last one, Astros ace Justin Verlander will make his season debut on Friday at my Nats. Is that a big deal?
Yeah, he struggled in his two minor league rehab starts. I root for Verlander. He's 41 years old.
So do
one
I.
One of my favorite Major League Baseball players
Kinlock
for a long time. I root for him.
What are you waiting for? Get us to Kinlock already. We're out of time. Try to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. NBA Countdown, 6:30 Eastern, tonight.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.